الحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says أفضل أيام الدنيا أيام العشر. The best days in the entire world are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Why are they the best days? Various reasons are mentioned by ulama kiram. Firstly, they are part of the Ashurul Hurum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 12 months. From the 12 months, Allah ta'ala has made 4 months sacred. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, 3 consecutive months, and then Rajab. These are 4 months that Allah ta'ala has made sacred. More excellence, more virtue in these 4 months. For what? For carrying out good deeds. Person carries out more good deeds, carries out good deeds in these months, he gets more sawab. And obviously, adversely, if a person carries out sin, then he becomes more sinful. Through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are shown which are the actions that carry great sawab, which are the days that carry great sawab, which are the places that carry great reward and sawab. It's for us now to take advantage of these opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. So we hear that the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the best days of the dunya. Some people say even better than Ramadan. How? They say because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that for the fast of every day, ta'adalu siyama kulla yawmin siyama sana. Fast of every day brings the reward of fasting for one whole year. And ta'adalu qiyama kulla laylatin biqiyama laylat al-qadr. Or kama qala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That you get the reward of laylat al-qadr for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every night in these 10 nights. The real Laylatul Qadr you get in Ramadan, we don't know which night it is, but here you get the reward of standing in Laylatul Qadr for every night a person stands in Ibadat. That's why they mentioned that some ulama kiram never used to switch the lights off in the house in these nights. Some of them used to make etikaf. Some of them used to say that each day is equivalent to 1,000 days. And from this 10 days also Allah ta'ala has made the 9th day the Yawm al-Arafah, which is Hajj. Once the ayat comes, Al-Hajj al-Arafah. What is Hajj? Hajj is Arafah. To get to the Maidan al-Arafah, that is Hajj. That is equivalent to 10,000 days, some ulama mentioned. So these are great and valuable days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And what are these days for? On the tradition, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are no days that are more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he must be worshipped therein than these 10 days. In other words, we are asked to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Companions ask the Prophet of Allah, even jihad. Jihad is the greatest of ibadahs, where a person gives his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. In these days to make ibadat, in these days, is more virtuous than jihad also. Except for that person that goes out with his wealth and goes out with his life and wealth and doesn't return. He becomes martyred and shaheed, the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously he got more excellence. But other than that, that person that makes ibadat in these 10 days, more virtuous than that person that even goes out for jihad.